If you're like me, then you want to play golf in style. I want to look good out there. And that's why I only play the custom design ball markers from Matchstick Golf. Matchstick Golf is a local Portland company that makes high quality ball markers without the high cost. Let me tell you, when you're using these bad boys, it is immediately clear who the best looking golfer on the green is. Matchstick has a bunch of great designs available now at matchstickgolf.com. Personally, I use a combo out on the course. I have the wad of cash for birdie putts and the floppy disc when I need to save par. At the Turn listeners can get a 15% discount on these amazing and hilarious golf ball markers by using the code TURN15 on any order at matchstickgolf.com. Be the guy playing matchstick ball markers the next time you're out on the course. You won't regret it. Again, TURN15 at checkout, matchstickgolf.com. Let them know Joey and Nick sent you.
This is At The Turn. It's time for discussion and interviews about the world of golf you won't hear anywhere else. Here are your hosts, Nick Heidelberger and Joe Simons.
Hey, we're doing a mid-Olympics mini-pod. No Nick today. He is flying across the country. So we're just going to do a real quick, here's what happened in the men's Olympics, here's what's coming up on the women's side, and a few notes. So Kamukaseki Golf Club is an incredible venue for these Olympics. I have enjoyed every second of what I've seen so far. The gold medal round, the fourth round of the event, spectacular. Xander Schauffele makes a putt on the 72nd hole to clinch the gold medal, brings home the gold for America. If you're counting, that is now the gold for the Americans on the men's side in 2020. We're calling it 2020, even though it's 2021 because of the branding. And then Matt Kuchar won the bronze in 2016. Silver goes to Slovakia's Rory Sabatini. Now, me and Nick have been talking about this for years. Rory Sabatini, I'm sure you're very aware. Well, first of all, his round was incredible. Fires a 61 to actually have a legit shot at the gold medal. If Xander missed that putt on the 72nd hole, they go to a playoff. Rory shoots 61, gets the silver medal for Slovakia. Now, I'm not going to go, again, we're just doing a real brief overview here today. Not going to go too deep in, but again, the short version of it is Rory Sabatini changed his citizenship from South Africa, where he's a native of, to Slovakia, where his wife is from, for the purpose of qualifying for the Olympics. Then the dude goes out and shoots a 10 under 61 to take the silver medal. Now, Nick and I have plenty to cover on this. We're going to do a full total Olympics recap coming up next week. But I love this quote from Sabatini. Okay, this is a quote. The sole purpose of it, referring to him becoming a Slovakian citizen, the sole purpose of it was to generate future generations of Slovak golfers. It's not exactly the prime sport for kids to grow up and want to go play in Slovakia, so hopefully we can inspire future Olympians. All I'll say about that is Rory Sabatini consistently has been named one of the least likable people on the PGA Tour. Doesn't seem to be a great dude. And he did this for the purpose of having the opportunity to win a medal, which, all credit in the world to him, he did. But to say it's for the kids, he did it for the Slovak children. Pretty incredible stuff. I can't wait to go deeper on that with Nick next week. And then the bronze medal. Holy cow, there was a 7-person playoff for the bronze medal, and CT Pan of Chinese Taipei gets it done in a 7-man playoff, which it seemed like it was going to go a lot longer than it actually did. And CT Pan arguably was, not arguably, he's probably the least known of anyone in the playoff. So, well, Mito Pereira. I stand corrected, from Chile. So here we go. In this playoff for the bronze, was CT Pan who took it, Paul Casey, hometown kid Hideki Matsuyama, who just misses out on getting the medal, which was really tough, Rory McIlroy, Colin Morikawa, Sebastian Munoz of Colombia, and Mito Pereira of Chile. This was a great event. I cannot wait for the women's side to take place, especially for someone on the West Coast. I live in Portland, as you folks are well aware, and getting to enjoy this basically from 3:30 Pacific time till about midnight on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, what a treat, and we get to do it again. This golf course is amazing. Nick and I are going to, again, go deeper in on it next week, but pretty incredible stuff. Before I get to the women's side of things, I just want to do a tip of the cap. Annika Sörenstam, she won the third U.S. Senior Women's Open. Hadn't played competitively in a long time prior to this year. She teed it up in a ladies' European Tour event in January, played the celebrity event in Tahoe about a month ago, goes out, wins the Senior Open by 8 shots. And she'll get an exemption into the U.S. Women's Open next year. But more importantly, given that this is only the third time the U.S. Senior Women's Open has been played, pretty new event. It's an official USGA event. Annika gets it done, and she brings a lot of visibility to this event in its infancy, which is huge. And she was the overwhelming favorite coming in. She took care of business. I watched a lot of it. I got emotional watching her take it. It was a really cool thing to watch. So kudos to Annika, and hopefully she's competing in a lot more of professional events in the future. So again, your medalists on the men's side: Xander, Rory Sabatini, CT Pan, Nick and I's picks. Our winners: my guy Cam Smith. You saw him out there with the mullet all week, wearing the all green. Looked fabulous. Tough opening round. He shot even. Was on the fringe of competing basically the rest of the time out there. He finished one shot outside of the playoff for the bronze medal. Rory McIlroy, that was Nick's pick to win. He lost in the playoff for the bronze medal. So decent weeks, but Xander was the guy. Congrats to him. Okay, let's get to the picks on the women's side. I'm going to start with Nicholas. He texted these to me. So Nick, his bronze medalist is Nasa Hatotoka. Okay, hometown girl. See if she can get it done for the home country of Japan. Senshen Fong is Nick's silver medalist, and his gold medalist is Lexi Thompson. So again, Nasa Hatotoka, Shanshan Feng, and Lexi Thompson are Nick's three picks on the women's side. On my side, my bronze medalist, I'm going to go with Nelly Korda, number one player in the world, three-time winner this season, representing the USA 6-1. Big favorite there. My silver, Arya Jutanagarn. She's coming off a win with her sister in a team event recently. Returning to a bit of form prior to that. She had three top 15s in her three previous starts. She's representing Thailand, number 22 in the world. She's at 16-1. And Nick's bronze medalist is my gold medalist. She lost in a playoff at the U.S. Open. She's coming off a win somewhat recently at the Marathon LPGA Classic. She is representing Japan, number 9 in the world. I got her at 33-1. I love that value. We saw Hideki was able to compete in front, well, I'm just going to say in front of the home fans, but there's no fans out there, on home soil. Nasa Hatotoka, she'll have the opportunity to do the same coming up this week. Again, I can't say enough about the venue. I think it's an absolutely beautiful golf course. Love the time difference. It's a bummer for Nick, and I'm sure we'll talk about this in our big recap, but you know, being on the East Coast, it's at a pretty difficult time. He either has to wake up really early or stay up real late as those rounds come to a close approximately 3 a.m. Eastern on the East Coast. So that's really all we wanted to do. Again, very, very short. I want to leave a lot of meat on the bone for me and Nick to discuss the Olympics in totality. Halfway through, I think it's been brilliant. The venue is very worthy. It's a very interesting golf course. A lot of risk, a lot of reward. Those holes, my God, they are cut so sharp. If you lip one of those babies out, it's going to go forever. But excellent leaderboard on the men's side, essentially all week. Very worthy winner, Xander Schauffele. Rory Sabatini, I can't wait to get into that a little bit more. And CT Pan, a surprise bronze medalist, outlasting some very, very big names in that bronze medal playoff that we had on the men's side. Okay, one more time. I have Hatotoka, Jutanagarn, and Korda as my gold, silver, and bronze medalists. Nick has Lexi Thompson, Shanshan Feng, and Nasa Haratoka as his gold, silver, and bronze medalists. Enjoy the golf. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm so excited we get to do it all over again another week. It's an absolute thrill to watch this. And Nikki and I will be back to talk to you in a week about the Olympics. We have some other things we want to talk to you about. The Texas State Open was very, very weird. I can't wait to get Nick's thoughts on that. He'll be back with me in 1 week's time. Enjoy the golf. Go USA. And we'll chat soon.
I'm Lacey Evans. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time at The Turn.